transmitting from Zucchini Land. It's Steve, Jack, and Sam, the Zucchini Brothers, live at the clubhouse.
Let's all get together, have a little fun. Let's all get together to dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down.
Get down on the radio in the clubhouse with the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, going different places, doing different things. Yeah, with all our friends.
The warm sun awakens winter's desire to melt into spring here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination, where seasons change from week to week with the promise of new adventure, where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find the Zucchini Brothers, Jack, Steve, and Sam, in Miss Honey Pepper's classroom.
Bus 109, children riding bus 109 may leave now. Okay, the remaining children may line up at the door to walk home. Make sure your chairs are up and all papers are picked up from beneath your desks.
Miss Honey Pepper?
Yes, Sam?
My brothers and I get to be walkers today.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I have a permission slip right here from your mother. It says, you'll be walking home from school today.
Another day of school is over. I leave the building, my bag across my shoulder. Someone smiling, I yell to them, I'll see ya. I walk across the street and I see the big high school. Someday I'll go there when I am older. But I'm not older, so that's why I don't go there. My sisters go there and they're much older. I hope they're staying cause I'll listen to their stereo. I'm on the path it goes up the hill where the guy is selling lots of ice cream. I want an ice cream, I gotta have an ice cream. I have no money, I never have any money. This is the way I walk every day, looking at these places in the same old way. And I'm all alone
and I'm walking home. Ba-da-da-boom.
There's a driveway ba-dum with lots of gravel. Ba-dum. I scoop the gravel ba-dum and toss it on the sidewalk. Ba-dum. Someday the guy who ba-dum owns this gravel ba-dum is gonna catch me and I'll run away screaming. Ba-da-boom. There's a girl and ba-dum she's kinda pretty. Ba-dum. I'll look right at her ba-dum and ask her how you doing. Ba-dum. She's getting closer, she's really, really pretty. Now she's walking by me and I'm looking at the ground. Oh, what's for dinner? I hope it's Edie. I hope it's Edie with lots of mommy's meatballs. There's the dog that's always barking. I don't like lentils cause they make me really nervous.
This is the way I walk every day, looking at these places in the same old way. And I'm all alone
and I'm walking home.
I see a tin can, I start to kick it. Past the house with the pretty garden. Past the man there, he isn't friendly. His grass is perfect and he looks like he vacuums it. I kick the tin can, I kick it far and I'm gonna kick it until I reach my house now. But if I miss it, I gotta start all over. Oops, I missed it. Oh, I hate it when I think like this. Down the hill and I see my driveway. I'm still thinking about that pretty girl. And through the window, I see my mother cooking. I'm getting nervous cause it's smelling like lentils. This is the way I walk every day, looking at these places in the same old way. And I'm on. Finally home.
A song from Lou Del Bianco.
Ah, nothing like a little fresh air and exercise after a long day in school.
Hey, Jack, you think we should walk home from school every day?
Yeah. What do you think, Steve?
I don't know. I kind of like riding the bus.
Well, hold on a second. We have to wait for Carla the crossing guard to give us the okay to cross the street.
Come along, boys. Pedestrians have the right of way.
Hey,
It's the word of the day. Hey, it's the word of the day.
Today's word is...
pedestrian.
Spelling, please.
P-E-D-E-S-T-R-I-A-N.
Definition, please.
Noun. Person who is walking. Synonyms or words that mean the same thing are walker.
I must get my exercise.
Stroller.
Sunday afternoon is such a lovely time.
Or rambler.
Who knows when I'll get there?
Sentence, please.
Officer O'Reilly here to tell you that when you're a pedestrian walking down the street, in the mall, or anywhere, you want to make sure that no one gives you any trouble. Always walk proud, strong, and tall.
On the street or in the mall, walk proud, strong, and tall. On the street or in the mall, walk proud, strong, and tall. Gotta show your confidence, your head's up high. You know where.
Song from the Zucchini Brothers.
I wonder, if we had more legs, could we walk faster and farther?
I think two legs are plenty. Plus, if we had more legs, we'd have more feet. And you know what that means.
More boots. Yeah, I have enough trouble getting two winter boots on.
Hey, guys, wait up!
Hey, Susan!
My mom gave me permission to walk home from school, too, instead of taking the bus.
Well, I think that from now on we should be pedestrians whenever possible.
Whenever we can, we're walking.
Here we go. We're in no hurry. Just us three strolling along. We have no worry. Without a doubt.
got my favorite shoes. And this I can say. Well, it may seem slow, but we know we will get there just because we're walking. Walking, walking, walking. Walking, walking, walking.
Song from NRBQ.
Look how our arms move as we walk.
Wonder why that is.
Ever wonder why we move our arms when we walk? The answer can be found in everyday science. The human body is a masterpiece of physics. In fact, in nearly every activity we do naturally, including walking, our body's efficient symmetrical construction makes sure that for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. This constant balance allows our bodies to expend the least amount of energy and put as little stress as possible on the body parts, even when we're doing something strenuous. Today, we'd like to walk you through it. So let's travel to ground zero, where the impetus for putting one foot in front of the other actually begins, at the lumbar region of the spine in the lower back. See there, way up the spine? Looks like a long, curvy ladder, doesn't it? Along with a very powerful and flexible lower back muscles, this curvy shape allows the spine to twist with each step, pushing the right arm forward with the left leg and the left arm forward with the right leg. A perfect balance. And since legs weigh more than arms, notice that the arms are further out from the center of the body. This allows the movement of the arms and legs to be roughly equal. Of course, this rotating, opposing movement of the arms and legs becomes even more pronounced when we run, because running requires even more balance than walking.
Hey, hey, get away!
Well, I hope today's program gave you a leg up on the mechanics of walking. Thanks for being a part of Everyday Science. Everyday Science is part of Bayer Corporation's National Education Program, Making Science Make Sense.
This is Zucchini Clubhouse News with a news update.
Thank you. I'm Bob Heskey, and we're all listening to the Zucchini Brothers live at the clubhouse. At the top of the news today, walking, talking, and chewing sugarless gum at the same time. Is it possible? And more importantly, is it safe? Cowart Hosel goes live to the streets of downtown Zucchini Land for the answer. Cowart!
Cowart Hosel here with the opinionated man, a well-known member of the community.
Well, maybe not the most well-known member of the community, because in my opinion, we're all well-known.
Absolutely, sir. Now, the question today is, can you walk, talk, and chew gum at the same time? Now, here's a piece of sugarless gum for you.
Piece of cake? Right, now I'm walking.
Okay.
And the thing is, in my opinion, it's quite... Yeah. Not as easy as I thought, and in my opinion, probably not too safe either. I nearly swallowed it.
Well, thank you for trying. Now we've got a celebrity right here, Mr. Robert Zimmerman.
Okay, Coward. I'm two steps ahead of you.
Uh-huh.
I got my gum. You want me to walk or what?
Yes, walk, talk, and chew, Robert.
okay? Here he goes.
That was good, right? You can use that.
We'll take it, Robert. Back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Coward. It's time for a weather update with Zane Finch. Zane!
Hello, folks. It's a sunny blue sky winter day here in Zucchini Land, and it's warm enough for a walk. Get out and enjoy the day. Back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Zane. When I get home, I'm going to take a good long walk in my simple, humble neighborhood. That's all the time we have for the news now. Hope you'll join us later. Bye-bye.
From Carole King. You know, taking the time to walk home from school has made me much more aware of my surroundings.
Yeah, me too, Steve. Look how much the snow's melting.
Yeah.
Hey, you can see patches of grass here and there. I hadn't noticed that before.
Yeah.
Looks like Mrs. Hummer's out for a walk, too.
Hello, children.
Hi, Mrs. Hummer.
Mother Nature seems to be preparing for the next season.
Yeah, spring's just around the corner.
That reminds me of something my mother used to say.
The quote of the day is...
Time moves slowly, but passes quickly. Alice Walker.
Well, before you know it, Mrs. Hummer, spring will be here.
And then summer.
And then fall.
And then back to winter again.
Yeah.
The change of seasons is a lovely thing it is.
When winter time with lots of snow. Cold and crisp, but wind does blow. Come with me and we will play snowball, snow fort, sliding sleighs. Seasons change with time, you know. Seasons come and seasons go, bringing change with everyone. The spice of life, I'm having fun. Springtime with the songs of birds. Weather's warm and have you heard? Flowers grow, leaves on trees. Flying kites, fields of green. Seasons change with time, you know. Seasons come and seasons go, bringing change with everyone. The spice of life, I'm having fun. Summertime with skies blue, sun shines bright for me and you. Fishing poles and swimming holes, popsicles, picnics, barbecues. Seasons change with time, you know. Seasons come and seasons go, bringing change with everyone. The spice of life, I'm having fun. Fall is here, autumn's come. Pretty colors, lots of fun. Football games and apple pie. Jack-o'-lantern, scary sky. Seasons change with time, you know. Seasons come and seasons go, bringing change with everyone. The spice of life, I'm having fun.
Song from the Zucchini Brothers.
Ah, I'm feeling very refreshed.
Yeah, winter's walk home from school sure is invigorating. Oh, clubhouse phone.
I got it.
Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse, Jack speaking.
Good afternoon, Jack.
Oh, hi. Hey, guys, it's the Opinionated Man. We got to be walkers in school today.
Yes, I know. I saw you boys making your way home just now, and I thought I'd call and let you know that, in my opinion, walking certainly is a healthy habit to get into.
Oh, yes.
And furthermore, in my opinion, everyone should be willing to walk a mile in another's shoes, so to speak.
Right.
That way we all can have a greater compassion for and an understanding of each other, in my opinion.
Yes, but what if the other person's shoes don't fit?
Well, I believe that there's a song from Vitamin L that, in my opinion, would be fitting to listen to right now.
I wanna know what you
that's our show. We'd like to say hello to you if you listen to us on stations like
KSFR in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Hello!
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I-B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Keep those emails coming, and look for show number
1,273, and click on the fun stuff icon to take a color walk.
The Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini, and written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse music librarian is Steve Zucchini. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Let's sing it.
Sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese and fudge.
I like to walk.
So does Polly. Don't say that magic word. You know what, the W word.
He didn't say it, Polly. It was just a false impression. I know, Polly. Later.
Here they come. Rufous hummingbirds, ruby throats, and others are migrating north after a hot, dry winter in sunny Mexico or Central America. And they're ready for a drink. Hummingbirds need to consume several times their body weight each day, so they're looking for flowering plants to quench that mighty thirst. If a whirring puffball is hovering at your window, consider becoming a hummingbird bartender. To help feed them, select a hummingbird feeder that you can easily clean on the inside, and one that has plenty